Monday nasties in the left. We don't want no more of
That's right. Leftovers are all right on Monday.
That's right.
Over on Tuesday.
That's right.
Arn, if you had a maybe a piece of beef that was tough, you might say that meat's so tough it's all I can do to
chew it.
Yeah.
And heap of times, I have some beef that away. Miss Rita give me some. Like they have, we cook a roast today, but when I go back 30, she'll give it. And I take it and bring it home and make me some tomato soup out of it. Vegetable soup. Put me some iced potatoes, onions, and fresh one thing and make a good soup out of it.
I bet it's a good soup weather, too.
It is.
Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it up with salt and water and maybe fry it?
Now I have made taken cornmeal and put me a little grease in it and an egg and and put in some grease and fry and turn it over like batter cakes.
You call them batter cakes?
Uh-huh, batter cakes. That's it.
Well, do you eat them with your meal just like you do cornbread?
Yes, ma'am. Sure do.
Sounds good. Well, did you ever fix cornmeal any way besides like batter cakes and just plain
yes,
cornmeal?
Ma'am. I just cooks it that and put in the fry and put in the stove and cook it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call they're fruits and. And then like carrots and beets and peas and things like that. They're not called fruits, but they're called
vegetables.
Right.
Man, vegetables, that's what it's called, vegetables.
I bet you raise some
what?
Vegetables around here, don't
you?
Yeah,
I can raise collards, a ton of greens. Ooh. Yes, sure do. I cook collards today. Somebody give me a big old head of collards and I cook I'm up there today.
Well, gave me some. I got some in the trunk of my car.
Sure now.
I'm going to go home and cook them up too. Do you have a different name for vegetables maybe that you raised at home as opposed to the kind you bought at the grocery store?
Let's see now. Well, you raise collards at home, cabbages, onions, squashes,
mm-hmm.
cucumbers, and just seven. That ain't nothing out of rain. I'm a ring.
Well, everybody always says that if you grow them at home, they taste better.
They do taste better. The cabbage and everything taste better than these you buy out of town.
I think so too.
Yeah. Oh, they're more pure and everything. So these things, cabin things, what you grow them, what they have in town, see, they grow them fast.
Mm-hmm.
Be in a hot place, and our chin takes them a long time to grow our chin on our ground.
Well, now, if you raise your vegetables at home, then you have a certain little spot marked off for
that's
you
right.
to plant your vegetables.
That's right, vegetables, sweet potatoes.
All right, now.
That ain't none of a thing, I told you.
I don't reckon many folks eat this much anymore, but I know Granny Smith used to have it.
What was it?
Well, I'm fixing to tell you about it. It's, if you grind it up, you make, like, grits out of it. But if it's not ground up, it's white, and kind of like big kernels. And you boil it up and cook it that way, and you serve it with butter.
Let's see, cauliflowers.